Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Georgia Wrestling Now, a production brought to you by the GWH Radio Network, where we bring you the latest news and information on the local wrestling scene in and around Georgia, as well as interviews with newsmakers. And now, the GWH Radio Network presents Georgia Wrestling Now.
Welcome to another edition of Georgia Wrestling Now, the 420 edition for those so inclined. This is Jonathan Williams from WrestlingWithPopCulture.com, and it's another hectic show tonight. First of all, both of our scheduled guests, I guess, had things come up, so I had to scramble to find another guest. Then both of my scheduled co-hosts, no surprise, had things come up. So the plan currently is for me to talk to the new Anarchy Wrestling Young Lions champion, Trevor Aeon, who is wrestling all over the place, including Anarchy Wrestling this Saturday. But so far, I have not heard from him either. He said he was going to call. So I guess I will just talk. Let's see. My friend Ox, many people in the wrestling community know Ox. He informed me that Dragon Con Wrestling, organizer, promoter, Tiny, passed away. I believe it was last Thursday. He had a heart attack. So the proverbial 10-bell salute goes out to him. And they are still going to do Dragon Con Wrestling at Dragon Con this year, as usual. And it'll just be the other people that helped him run the show will now be in charge completely. So, I was only able to make it to Atlanta Wrestling Entertainment's event on Friday night at the Masquerade. And you can read Scott Hensley's review of that at gwhnewsandnotes.blogspot.com. Let's see what else. Sorry for the dead air. I'm just getting a text from someone. So, if anybody went to any wrestling shows, or if anybody's listening, wrestlers or otherwise, and wants to call in and talk about anything, feel free. The number is 347-324-5735. Got a couple of callers. Let's see who this is. Thanks for calling Georgia Wrestling Now. Who is this?
You got some lame co-hosts.
I know. What should lame. I do about that, Larry? Between Blog Talk Radio acting up, my co-hosts are never consistent. Now my guests don't even call in.
Yeah, you're pretty much screwed.
So then when it's just me, I don't mind talking. I know I can be a little monotone and whatnot, but I don't mind talking, but then I'm getting texts from people that are supposed to be calling in and stuff. So then there's dead air when I'm responding to that. There's nobody to fill in for me. So
the hell of podcast radio, particularly when you're trying to do it by yourself, I wouldn't wish that on anybody.
Yeah. Well, I think tonight's show is going to be a short one. whether Trevor Aeon actually calls in or not, or, you know, maybe we'll hear from the Jagged Edge or somebody else. I don't know. But how was your weekend?
Well, we're a little short on programming. I was going to say in a programming note, which I posted, there will be no Tipping Point this week. We're taking the week off, coming back fresh next week with Al Getz doing his first interview in a number of years, and hopefully some interesting stuff. So we're going to be a little short on content, it looks like, on the radio this week.
Yeah, I saw that just a few minutes ago. So
But yeah, I was at Peach State, which was a really good show. If you read my report, you know, I thought very highly of it. I think they're really doing good things out there.
Yeah, it looks like a good show. And how was the Midget Luchador match?
It was okay. You know, I think I maybe expected a little more out of guys that are, you know, pretty up there in years than what they were going to do. But, I mean, it was very entertaining and, you know, just a treat to see to see those guys live. So, yeah, it was good. It was good. I was curious about what happened the next night on the Lucha show.
Yeah, I wasn't able to make it up there, so I can't help you with that. I had planned on it, but then other things came up. So I guess I can sympathize with my co-host a little bit, or empathize, whichever the case may be. I was trying to find, I guess somehow we don't have Trevor Aeon's entrance music already. I know he's been on the show before, so I was going to try to play him in, but don't have it. So here's Trevor Aeon, Young Lions champion of Anarchy Wrestling.
I don't think I've been on the show since I changed my entrance music, though, to be fair.
Well, it may have been that I wasn't doing the whole entrance music thing last time you called in, because that's fairly within the last year sort of thing, I guess.
That too.
So you're on with me and Larry Goodman.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, Trevor.
What's going on?
Well,
what I missed?
Go ahead, John.
I wasn't saying anything. Trevor, so you give us a recap of your weekend. I saw you. I rode the Trevor on Friday night.
You rode the Trevor? Oh, yeah, you did.
What?
I went to Ascension at the Masquerade on Friday. Forgot that AWE was in the adjacent room to Ascension, because Ascension was in heaven, AWE was in hell. And had I actually, like, remembered that, I would have said something, because half my friends would have come to the show just because I was on it. And then we all would have went upstairs and danced afterwards. So Jonathan came upstairs after AWE was over and, like, jumped on my back and such.
Oh, okay. Glad you clarified.
I jumped on your... Actually, you picked me
well,
up.
Well, I actually picked you up when you hugged me, because I pick everybody up when they hug me, because that's what I do.
Yeah. So you wrestled in Alabama on Friday, though, right, at Pro South?
No. I had car trouble on Friday. Unfortunately, I had a tire explode.
Hey, I had that on Thursday.
Or go flat, I should say. It didn't really explode. But and then Saturday, I went back to Empire.
Who did you wrestle at Empire?
I actually got to wrestle Kenton, one half of the Dragons down there, who are tag team champions. And it's cool, because every time I'm not at Empire for a while and I come back, I always come back and end up wrestling one of the champions. When I debuted there, I wrestled Johnny Viper, who was light heavyweight champion at the time. And then I was gone for a few months, and then I came back again, and I ended up wrestling Joey Lynch, who was then light heavyweight champion at the time. And then I was gone for a while, and I came back again, and here I am with one half of the tag champs. And then I ended up in a match with the tag champs anyway, because it was me and Corey versus the Dragons. So it was cool. It was a lot of fun. I missed Empire. Like, I love working that show, so it was great.
You and
so
Corey,
your singles match, was it KT or Chunky?
I worked the singles with KT, and then I ended
nice.
Up in a tag against both of them. Yeah, it's online already. I'm actually gonna post it on my page in like 30 minutes.
As soon as you're done here.
Pretty much as soon as I'm done here, I'm gonna post it on my page. I like to sync my postings up with the online traffic, and I know that Monday is Raw. People that like wrestling are online. I know that NXT's on, what, Wednesday, and then SmackDown's on Thursday, and TNA's on Friday. So when that stuff's on, or when it's about to come on, I know that there's a lot of wrestling traffic online, so that's when I start posting stuff. Whatever I got going on, promos, pictures, matches, whatever I can get my hands on, that's whatever it is I'm cooking up, because I'm always making something. I post it.
Well, that's good marketing on your part.
Yeah. Somebody's got to push me. Somebody's got to, like, promote me. I can't expect everyone else to do it.
So when you called in tonight, did it prompt you to press the button to indicate that you wanted to come on the air?
It did not. It didn't say anything to me at all. I just heard you guys talking, and I'm like, I guess I'm off.
Okay, because we've got another caller, and I'm not sure, I'm not getting the indication that this person wants to come on, but I'm going to see if they want to.
Roll the dice.
I hope it's somebody cool. Hope it's somebody really cool.
470 area code. You're on Georgia Wrestling Now. Who is this? I think that was my echo I heard. Oh, they hung up. Sorry about that. If you just wanted to listen, feel free to call back in. I won't bring you back on the line. Not that there's a whole lot to listen to tonight.
I thought somebody was going to be talking to us.
Well, I guess we'll be talking to you, Trevor. As planned. Well, as planned as of about 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
So what do you have going on this weekend? You're at Anarchy on Saturday.
Anarchy's on Saturday, Pro South's on Friday. I'm facing Foster again, which I've been looking forward to, so I'm pretty excited about that.
Defending against the former Young Lions champion.
Yeah, those damn rematch clauses. But I was actually preparing, I was filming something for that this weekend. I'm still working on it. I'm not done with it yet. But hopefully you'll get to see that on Anarchy TV as well as the match.
They have been airing your promo videos on the online show.
They have, and that makes me really happy. That makes me really, really happy because me and the guy that filmed that for me, we worked really hard on those. And I'm almost 100% certain that I'm better at talking than I am at even being in the ring. Don't get me wrong, I can kick some ass, yes, but I'm very big on being able to talk, but I know that there's not a lot of time at the show to talk. So rather than wait or rather than just ask, I just find out what I've got going on and then I go and do my own thing. And whether it's on the show or whether it's on my YouTube page, it's going to be seen by someone. So, but I'm artsy. If I get bored, I start doing stuff. That's pretty much how it works with me.
Well, let's talk about that because I don't think the perception most people have of you is that you're a good talker. Of course, you're great in the ring. You have some great matches. But why do you think that is? If, you know, these videos obviously show that you are.
I don't know, to be honest. I think maybe it's just maybe they just don't believe. They're just like, I don't think he can do this. I don't think he can do that. But the thing about me is I get offended by that. Like, if you think I can't do something, I'm like, what do you mean I can't do it? I can do whatever I want. Because I'm 100% certain that I can get good at anything. Anything that you can learn, I can be good at. So, that's why I started filming stuff, because I'm like, well, I can't wait for these people to let me talk. I'm just going to show people I can talk. And eventually, hopefully, you know, enough videos, enough people see those videos, they'll be like, oh. But I have no idea why maybe it's just, I don't know, is it because I'm short? Because I got weird hair? I don't know. But I do talk a lot at Pro South. I talk a lot at Pro South. Like, I've cut a promo or two for the live crowd at almost every show. Since they started booking me there, which is also really exciting because it's fun to do cool videos and find a great location and have cool camera angles and be able to say what I need to say, but to be in front of people and say what I need to say is also fun because then I get the immediate reaction that I'm looking for.
Okay, Blog Talk Radio just told me that the episode has ended, so I don't even know if I'm still on the air. Can you guys still hear me?
Yes, yes, I can hear just fine.
Okay. Man, I don't even know what I was saying.
You're saying stuff about things and stuff and things.
Stuff about Trevor Aeon.
How he does things.
Yeah.
Because he just gets bored and starts doing stuff.
How do you do stuff?
I mean, you know, you just wake up and say, I'm going to do stuff, and then you do it. That is seriously how it happens. That's how just about everything I come up with happens. I decide I'm going to do it, and then I just do it.
Oh, I remember what I was asking Larry if you've seen Trevor's videos.
You know, I'm ashamed to say I have not seen his videos.
Did you even know I had a YouTube page, Larry?
I'm just really ashamed that I'm just so behind it here that I have not.
You should be ashamed. Have you seen the last couple of Anarchy episodes? Because they air two of my videos in the episodes.
No, I mean, I have not. I just have not. So I'm behind the times here. Sorry.
Well, you're usually there live, so there's not much reason for you to go back and watch the TV show.
Yeah. No, and I've beat that dead horse a zillion times about how bad the quality of the TV show is. But, you know, to see Trevor's promos would make it worth checking out, but I have not done so.
In fact, there are two episodes where I don't have a match, and they just air the video. That excites me. That makes me really happy because that makes me feel like I'm already offering more to the show. And not just being another face on the show is just another body that wrestles. But they're like, oh, hey, look, personality. There's more to this guy than just any other wrestler because here he's got motivations and he's got things to say. And, hey, he went and made a thing for you to hear what he has to say, whether you wanted to hear it or not. And then they aired on the show, even if I'm not wrestling. That makes me happy.
Yeah, because why should we care about this guy? What makes him tick? That's what we need to know.
Yeah, and I am an extremely erratic, eccentric, interesting creature. So because of that, you won't get enough just seeing me hit people. You need to hear why I want to hit people, and you need to hear why I want to hit people a certain way and why I do the things I do, because all that does is just pull you deeper and deeper into me, and which is my entire goal to begin with.
Well, I commend you for that. I think what I was trying to ask when the episode ended thing popped up was kind of just continuing on the same question from before is, you and I have had conversations about how you're sort of, I guess, misunderstood by different promoters or different bookers, or they just kind of don't know what to do with you, or they don't quite understand your gimmick or your persona.
Yeah.
So do you think that's something you're still struggling with, or have these videos of, I mean, you're wrestling all over the place, so I assume somebody kind of gets it. But
yeah.
You think people are starting to get you more now?
One by one, people are starting to kind of fall in and like, oh, I get it. Oh, I get it. And they're starting to kind of come around to the, oh, okay. Because when you meet me in real life, you know, if you meet me outside of the show, what you saw during the show, that's what you're going to get. So it's like, I don't have to pretend to be eccentric. I am, like, all the time. And maybe that's kind of what, you know, talking to different people, they're kind of starting to kind of come around to it. Or they're just kind of letting me do what I want and it just happens to work, is really what it is, I should say. Like, you know, they no, I don't get any kind of prompts or anything for the videos that they're showing on Anarchy. I go and I take what's going on and I interpret it the way I want, and then I go and create something that matches it. Whoa. There's somebody. And they sound fancy. They've got some cool, creepy music.
Welcome to the show, The Jagged Edge.
Yeah.
Hey, how's everybody doing? What's up, Trevor Aeon?
What's up?
I didn't even know that I was coming on to the show. I just heard my music play and figured that was my cue to step up.
The co-host of the show didn't even know he was coming on the show tonight.
I was trying to fix a little dinner. How you doing, Mr. Goodman?
I'm doing just fine. Doing just fine.
I don't want you to sit over there and be afraid because you got two big sexy men on deck. You got Trevor Aeon over there with all that goodness going on in the perm, and you got old bald head Jagged Edge here.
So, Jagged, thanks for calling, first of all.
Well, I called in tonight because I was trying to give that old coward, John the Body Johnson, the opportunity to be heard. But again, as with everything else that goes on with him, he's all mouth, and he's not going to show up and say anything. He'll call, and he's just like the other kids on the playground. They're going to throw a rock and hide their hands. So I figured I'd just call in and listen to Trevor talk baseball with Larry Goodman and, of course, Jonathan Williams. We try to get you in the ring as soon as we possibly can.
I think you're the only one campaigning for that, though.
But it's a good thing. It's good for wrestling. It's good for wrestling. It's good for all the guys that want to see that if you really can and apply yourself, that you can get it done. You got a lot of guys jumping in and out of the ring that's not even trying. They just in there. They want to put on little pretty panties, and they just in there. With Jonathan on the leg, we're going to put you in there in long pants. We're not going to put you in there with panties. I don't think you got the legs for it. But we're going to show that you're the little engine that could.
You are the little engine.
I'm quite proud of my legs, actually, Jagged.
I'm not. So we're going to put you in long pants. I'm not.
Well,
I'm not big on cargo pants and the boots, but we might put you in some Tims and some cargo pants. Just saying.
Well, I'll have to go buy some of that stuff then.
Oh yeah,
we're starting just a GoFundMe account for Jonathan Williams wrestling gear. That's what we'll do. I started on Facebook soon. I've seen GoFundMe buy folk new cars, so I know we can get you some cargo pants and some Timberlands.
Yes. Hopefully. I guess that'll be the true test of if people want to see me in the ring, if I reach the goal on GoFundMe.
Well, all we need, Jonathan, we can go to the Goodwill. You wear a girl's foot. You got a size 3 or 4, so we only need a good $15 to $20. I can put that in myself.
Well, I appreciate that.
You know, Jagged, I hate to disappoint you, but I think you're really standing alone on this thing of getting Jonathan into a pro wrestling ring.
Yeah, well,
wouldn't that be the best? Wouldn't you like to write a report on the Jonathan Williams wrestling match? Now, wouldn't that just do the state of Georgia all the justice in the world?
You have a point there.
Let's have a tag match. I'll be in it. I'll team with you.
I mean, Jonathan, Trevor Aeon, he just likes to get up and do.
Yeah, pretty much. I do whatever.
Well,
Well,
so was that it for Jagged? Is he gone?
Yeah, I don't.
Oh, do we
I don't think
Jagged?
He meant to. I don't think he meant to hang up this time, though.
He didn't tap the button.
Well, what else do you have coming up, Trevor?
Let's see. After that, or after this weekend, next week I'll be going back to Southern Fried on the 2nd. And I pretty much have Pro South every Friday, like, for a while. And which is great, because May 8th they've got AJ Styles coming in. That'll be a fun experience.
At Southern Fried?
No, at Pro South.
Oh, at Pro South.
Yeah, I'll be there pretty much every Friday for the next few months, I'm sure.
Hey, Trevor, wouldn't you love it if, like, AJ Styles, I mean, if Ethan Case had a flat tire or something and they had to put someone in with AJ that night and it's turned out to be you?
I mean, as much as I love Ethan, you know, he's awesome and all, but if he gets a flat tire and AJ needs an opponent, if AJ Styles is listening to this, Trevor Eon is all about it. Let's do this. All day long.
Well, I don't know how often he listens to the show, but...
I know.
He's been on the show. I don't know how often
somebody that knows him is listening. Tell him Violent Artist versus the Phenomenal One. Everybody wants to see it. And I don't give a crap if everybody doesn't want to see it. After it happens, they'll all want to see it. So if you don't want to see it, I'll make you want to see it.
I want to see it already.
See, you already want to see it. But for these people that probably don't, well, I'll make you want to see it.
We got the Jagged Edge back, but it sounds like he's still making dinner, so I don't know if he wanted to say more or if he's just listening.
Is that the bottle popping? Saying, what's all that fizzy noise?
It's really funny that when I start talking about Jonathan Williams in the wrestling ring, he disconnects me. But that's okay, Jonathan. That's really okay. We're going to forget that whole episode, and we're going to talk about Trevor Aeon wrestling AJ Styles, because I'm going to make sure Ethan Carter gets a flat tire. How about that, Trevor?
No, sounds good. See, Jagged's my peoples.
Hey, Jagged Edge, we've got a vague Chicago Cubs connection here with the announcement that Global Force is coming to Knoxville.
Really?
Global Force is coming to Knoxville, and they are running the ballpark that belongs to the Cubs AA affiliates, the Tennessee Smokies.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. It's announced
and
for June 13th. June 13th is the second show on Global Force's summer tour of ballparks.
All right. We're going to see if Mr. Hankins and Shane Martz and I can make a date to get up there June 13th.
And
speaking of which, Trevor,
yep.
How do you like work tagging with Shane down there at Peach State?
It's freaking incredible. Like, I was hoping that I'd get to do something with him, whether I got to wrestle him or tag with him. I didn't care, but just Shane's freaking incredible. So I got better just by being in the match, even if I didn't do anything. Like, walking out with them made me a better wrestler. That's just how good it is to be around those two guys.
I feel the same way. I get better just by standing on the apron and watching them work. I mean, I'm just
exactly.
being honest.
Like, I feel
Jonathan,
like,
you taking notes?
Me?
I am taking
See?
Notes.
That's what we do. We team Jonathan with me and Shane and you, and we'd have like an 8-man against like somebody.
Larry Goodman, Charles.
Yeah,
pressuring
Larry Goodman into starting a wrestling career.
No. I like the fact that Larry writes very good reports, and he's a Cubs fan and a Bears fan. We don't want to put him in harm's way.
That's for sure. That's for sure.
I actually have to give Larry credit, because he was one of the first people that started to, like, give me praise for what I do. So, like, out loud. I hadn't really had that before. Aside from
see,
people,
I give
like,
Larry credit because – he's a Cubs fan like myself. His heart bleeds Cubby blue, and we'll probably die with the Cubs not ever seeing the World Series in our lifetime. So
I'm afraid. I'm afraid that's going to be my fate.
Hey, well, you guys were talking about Shane Marks, and guess who we have on the line now?
AJ Steele.
Oh boy. It just got serious out here. It just got for really real.
It really did.
Yes, it is AJ Steele. How are you tonight, AJ?
I've been better. I feel a little shorter than usual.
That does not sound like AJ Steele at all. I'll have you know. I don't think that's him. I think you lied to us.
What's going on?
I heard someone, I'm good. I heard someone call my name and I had to come running.
Well, you know, we're just giving praise where praise is due. That's all.
Pretty much.
Say my name 3 times, but come like Beetlejuice.
No. It's like Candyman.
Oh, boy.
Now you're just dating yourself, old man.
Hey, I'm old. Everybody knows that.
Hey, what, is Candyman older than Beetlejuice?
Was that not that?
Is Candyman older than Beetlejuice?
Yeah, probably. Lord.
Oh, yeah.
It's close to the same age.
Yeah, I believe well, Candyman
but Beetlejuice is way better anyway.
Now, I don't know about that. Candyman was filmed in Chicago. I don't know about that.
Candyman was freaking terrifying.
I saw that
movie when I was like 9, and I was like, never had a horror movie scare me. But this dude comes out in broad daylight. No, that's not how it works. The monsters come out at night, not during the day. And then I turned into a monster, so here we go.
Candyman only works in the daytime.
Right? That's freaking terrifying.
So, Shane, you got a big match coming up on Saturday as well, right?
Yes, I do. It's a rematch against Tyson Dean for the NWA Georgia Championship.
Don't you have enough heavyweight championships, mister?
I haven't won this one yet.
Oh, yeah. Good point. That's a good idea.
It's a really big match. I'm definitely looking forward to it. I do enjoy wrestling Tyson Dean. I'm thinking we have pretty good old school chemistry. If that makes any sense. So I do. Yeah. And I apologize for any noise in the background. I'm Being Smarter by Ryan Marta.
It's surprisingly quiet.
Yeah, I know, right?
Pretty quiet.
Yeah. Well, everybody's off work and they're tired.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to this match against Tyson Dean.
Jagged,
it's
how many?
A really good match.
How many heavyweight titles do you have right now, Jagged? Jagged,
you got like 4.
Excuse me, what was that question?
How many heavyweight titles do you currently hold?
Actually, now that's a loaded question. I've been privileged to hold at this particular time in my possession 3, and it's a blessing. And I'm glad to have that opportunity. But I really say that there are other people that are more deserving than I am, to be totally honest with you. So, I mean, I don't count the titles, count your blessings, right?
Right.
So are you the Southern Fried heavyweight champion officially now?
Possession is 9/10 of the law, right?
Can't argue.
I got the belt, so I'm the champ.
Oh, I have to die hard, huh?
That's pretty much how it
works.
Yeah,
I'm just saying. You know, and I noticed that old Charles, I know he's listening, because he always listening. He don't have the guts to call in, but he's sitting somewhere like a fat cat listening. He's trying to make time hard for old Jagged. You got Billy Buck coming up on Saturday. I got a date with AJ Steele May the 2nd. Then looks like Logan Creed, 16th and the 17th of May. He wants to bring hard times to old Jagged. But I just want Charles to understand that hard times are going to be coming to Southern Fried Championship Wrestling. Mark my words, Charles. Hard times that you're bringing on Jagged Edge, we're going to turn around and bring those hard times back to Southern Fried Championship Wrestling.
Got to be like that sometimes.
Shane, do you know anything about what he's alluding to there?
No, hard time becoming the Southern Pride Championship Wrestler. He's bringing them on the old Jagged. Jagged's going to turn around and bring the hard times back to Charles. We're going to bring hard times to Southern Pride.
As I know Jagged as well as I do, he's usually a man of his word.
Yes. Whatever he does, I'm sure it's going to be cool.
What'd you say?
Whatever you do, I know it's going to be cool.
Yeah, it's going to be hard times. And Charlie Boy, I know Charlie Boy, I know you're listening. So go ahead and pick up the phone and dial in and go ahead and converse with old Jagged for a while. Let's sit down and reason. Because if you continue to bring these hard times on Jagged, because all this is going to prove that I'm a much better man than the people you're throwing up against me, I'm going to have to bring hard times to Southern Pride Championship Wrestling. You leave me no choice.
All right. Well, Shane, where else can people see you in the this weekend and the next few weeks?
Right now, I have, of course, NW Atlanta this coming Saturday. I have, you'll see me back in Passion of Wrestling on May 16th. Unfortunately, I couldn't make it the last show. There are other things we have to take care of, but I will be back in Passion of Wrestling on May 16th. And I'm keeping myself busy, as busy as I possibly can right now. I just came from doing a show in Blue Ridge this past Sunday for Pure Wrestling Classic, which is a great tournament. I got to wrestle with Spoonie Mack and Cameron Cave, two guys I've never wrestled before, but I'm very, very familiar with them. I have to say, I had two really good matches against those guys. Those guys are definitely people you should be definitely looking at this. Cameron Cave is definitely on the come up. Spoonie Mack is on the come up. And he's in a great, and Spoonie's on a great tag team as well. So those guys are definitely, definitely great workers in Georgia to look out for.
What about you and Trevor? Are you guys still a tag team?
Anytime Peach State wants to bring us in, anytime.
We're always ready.
So I was ready with Trevor. No, same thing with Jagged. Of course. No, same with Jagged. Anytime they want to put it together. No, I have two guys that I trust very much. And we can steal the show together.
And we can all strut together. Because who doesn't like to do the strut? Everybody should be doing the strut. If you're not doing the strut, something's wrong. That's a message to all you people out there that's not strutting. You need to be doing the strut.
It's sad that many people don't strut.
Yeah, it's like, I don't get it. You see me or Jagged or Shane or DeWitt doing the strut. You should be doing the strut. Jonathan, Larry, y'all should be doing the strut too. You doing it? You should be strutting right now. Like, even while I'm talking on the phone, you should be strutting. I'm strutting.
I'm practicing my strut. Right now.
You have to. You got to make sure your strut game is strong when you get there. You got to have strong strut game.
Well, this has been a fun show. But I don't have anything else for any of you guys. Larry, do you got anything?
Well, I was curious. I had a question for Shane Marks, if he's still with us.
Yes, sir.
You go all over the place, wrestle all kinds of people. Who's left on your list in the local scene that you have not wrestled that you'd still like to wrestle? Is there anyone left?
There's always somebody. I don't really have a list, but I always look forward to the next guy, whether he's established in Georgia or someone want to come up. Like I said, it's pretty bad for camera or that next person. I've never narrowed down to like one person or one or three people or had a bunch of guys want to wrestle them up. And I had to pick up
I think Marta got you, Shane.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Marta's got him.
Marta.
Damn
so
it, Marta.
Trevor, let's, are you there, Shane?
No, I don't think.
We lost.
Until Shane comes back, why don't you answer that question that he just asked?
Yeah.
Shane Mark. Until Shane comes back.
Oh, who do I want to wrestle? Man.
Yeah.
Man, I've got like freaking everybody. Like it'll make it sound like I have like a chip on my shoulder or some crap. I don't care. Like I feel like I don't necessarily get credit for being what I am. So I want to, like, there's a lot of guys who I've wrestled already that I want to wrestle again. Like, I've wrestled Fred Yeah before, but I'd love to do it again. Haven't wrestled Slim J yet. I'd love to do that. I wrestled Billy Buck, but I'd love to do it again. Freaking, man. Who else? I have not wrestled this week since we brought them up earlier. Since they'll be at Pro South with AJ Styles on May 8th. I have not wrestled Ethan and his partner in a long time. Me and Shane versus them, those two could be freaking great.
Shane is
so
back.
So many people. Shane's back.
Yeah, sorry about that. Phone got cut out.
Hey,
worst case
scenario. Come wrestle me and Shane. In fact, now that I think about it, I've never wrestled AJ Steele before. Hopefully, Jagger doesn't kill him, because then I won't get to wrestle him.
Have you ever wrestled Shane Marks?
I've never wrestled Shane before. Now that I think about it, I just thought about it. I'm like, we've teamed up a bunch of times, but we've never wrestled each other.
No,
there's a good chance we'd destroy the universe if we did.
It'll be a great match.
And everyone's going to explode. Like, the crowd will spontaneously combust off that match.
I agree.
How about Jagged? Have you guys ever wrestled Jagged Edge? The Jagged Edge? I'm sorry.
No, I don't think me and Jagged have ever faced each other.
No, never.
Mm-hmm. Wait, have you guys never faced each other either?
No, I mean, Jagged, I always consider Jagged my big brother as well.
That's Jonathan. Listen, don't answer that question. That's one of those loaded questions that Jonathan Williams tries to throw out every week at some point is turn on Jagged. Jonathan, you've done it again. Listen, let me explain something to you. Shane and I run the streets together. We run the roads together. We tag together. We wrestle individually together. We were just in a crazy match because Big Wood didn't know what else to do, and he was trying to find a way to keep from dying. So look, stop trying to pit Shane against the Jagged Edge and stop trying to pit Shep Trevor Aeon against the Jagged Edge. How about this? You go get you three good guys. How about go get your AJ Steele, go get your Billy Buck and Logan Creed, put them on one side of the ring, and let's go Shane, Jagged, and Trevor Aeon on the other side of the ring, and then we'll
let's
see who will come out on top.
Let's do that. I like that. That's a great idea. Let's do that.
Stop trying to pit us against each other. Go get AJ Murder 1 and Corey Chavis if you want to. It don't matter.
Let's do that.
Corey
Chavis. Yeah.
Let's do this. Stop doing it, Jonathan, every week.
Well, I couldn't help
He's
myself.
Trying to drive the wedge, Jonathan.
I couldn't help myself that time. But I actually couldn't think of any time I had seen or heard about you wrestling Shane or Trevor. So it was a legitimate question.
I think part of that is because we're always on the same side.
That had never happened.
We're always working together. So it just
never happened. And if it happens, Jonathan, what you need to do, everybody in the state of Georgia need to not go to a show, not book a show, not schedule a show. And wherever that's happening, then everybody need to come to that particular building on that particular night. Larry Goodman need to be there with a gold pen and describing the action if any of that ever happens.
Exactly. It's the truth. And then you should outline it in silver. Make sure you get it.
Did you get that, Larry Goodman?
I got it, yeah.
He's not using his gold pin right now, though. That's only for special occasions.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll never happen, and that would be the special occasion. I mean, you got nothing else to look forward to. The Atlanta Falcons suck. The Atlanta Hawks gonna get knocked out the playoffs next week. Atlanta Braves. They'd be better. The Mississippi Braves would be better coming up here playing in Turner Field than the Atlanta Braves. All you got to look forward to is if it ever happened was the match between the Jagged Edge and Shane Marks or the Jagged Edge and Trevor Ayer. So just
pretty
be ready. That's your Super Bowl. That's the Georgia Dome match. That's the new Braves State. If you want to make your money back, book that match, put it in the Braves Stadium, the new one.
Yep.
Jagged, the only thing I care about right now is the Chicago Blackhawks. They're up 2-1 over Nashville. Go Blackhawks. That's what
Keep interrupting me. I'm cooking my dinner with these crazy questions, Jonathan Williams. Have you ever faced Kiara Hogan? Let's make that match.
Now, I'd pay to see that match.
Take my money now.
Oh, yeah.
Now, when is that show? Has that show taken place?
Me versus Kiara Hogan?
The AWE show? Yeah.
Well, AWE had a show. They had a show last Friday.
How was it? How did it go? I missed it if you talked about it.
There's a review of it on blog coming on gwhnewsandnotes.blogspot.com.
Thank you.
Who did the review?
Scott Hensley. Scott Hensley came down from Chattanooga and did it. He said they drew 100 people. He said the wrestling was good, but the stories not so much.
Okay.
So who did Ms. Hogan end up working?
Dementia DeRose got killed by Dementia DeRose in the end.
Oh, my goodness. That is a hell of a first match.
Yep.
Damn. Dementia is not to be messed with. She is not to be messed with. That is a tall order for a first match.
Absolutely. I've literally watched her come up from Aisha Sunshine to where she is now, and talk about a complete 180 transformation from someone.
That's your first match.
She's come a long way, and for that to be your first match,
she hits harder than some of the dudes I've been in the ring with. Like, she will destroy somebody. So that's why I'm like, wow, that's a hell of a first match. Okay, but I mean, you know what? Props to her for having the match.
And Kiara
sure
held her own.
Great.
Kiara held her own for sure.
Much respect to Kiara for even going through that.
Hey, more power to her.
You see that freaking match between Dementia and Mickey Knuckles at Culture Shock? I mean, holy shit.
Yeah.
I curse.
Dementia DeRose made a total believer out of me in that match. Whoa.
Yes, yeah, she did. That match was so brutal.
It was like all women's matches should mirror that.
See, Jonathan, you see how the guys are having fun talking wrestling when they actually go to shows and watch them. You could have something to contribute to the conversation if you actually got out and went to wrestling shows. That's all I'm saying.
That conversation started because I was talking about the match that I saw on Friday.
Oh, you saw that match on Friday?
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay.
Well,
okay.
Scott Hensley wrote the review, but I was there.
Well, the more you hang around us, Jonathan, we're going to learn you something. So just keep hanging.
I'm soaking it all up like a sponge.
This is the truth.
Hey, speaking of Global Force Wrestling earlier, Jeff Jarrett is going to be at a Southern Pride show coming up soon.
One
what
of the
heck?
Is he making cappuccinos?
Yeah.
So Jeff Jarrett's going to be there. Are any of you guys wrestling on that show?
Which what date is that?
Yeah, it's another Barnes.
No,
that would be May the 9th in Barnesville when LG Promotions and Southern Fried return to Barnesville.
I am not on that show.
Why
am not on that show? I don't know.
I will let you know next week. Chances are no, that's an anarchy show.
That's why. Yes, that's anarchy week.
Which means it's also an NWA Atlanta week for Shane, probably.
More than likely, yes, absolutely. If not there, it'd be somewhere. I was a busy man.
You know, I can't miss my anarchy. That's just not right.
Larry Goodman, May the 2nd, I want you to come witness. I don't know if to call it murder, manslaughter, or an execution, but I just want you to come so you can witness the demise, that sounds better, of the one formerly known as AJ Steele. So you may as well wear black, use a black pen, and write on black paper because it's all over with for him.
Wow. Well, you know, for Southern Fried, I'm choosing between that one in Monroe and the June show in Monroe. Also sounds awful strong. I got to get to one of those.
Where's your sister?
I just want you to know, and I want to put that out there. Charlie Boy, I know you're listening. We're black, May the 2nd. Told you, you need to get enough nerve to call in. You're bringing hard times to Jagged. We're going to bring hard times to Southern Fried. Let's see how you run Southern Fried without the face of your company, because that's the last time you'll see AJ still alive.
A threat of murder on Georgia Wrestling Now.
No, I didn't. I didn't say that.
He did not say that.
There you go
again. He didn't say he was going
to
murder.
I said, I don't know if they call it murder, manslaughter, or an execution, but we're just going to call it the demise of AJ Steele. Now, do not sit up and say that Jagged a threat. That's terroristic threats. What are you
that's
trying
right.
to send me back to the hole?
No, you can't do that. We're gonna all end up in the bushes. No, don't do that.
It's, golly.
Well, I guess if it happens
wisely,
in the ring.
Make sure one of them not Jonathan Williams, because he going to snitch.
All right, well, this show has gone much longer than I expected it to.
That's because we're amazing.
We got 7 minutes.
Yeah, 7 minutes. Go.
We got 7 minutes.
You know what? I know what would be really good. Jonathan, what would be really good for the last 7 minutes of this show? Because she likes to talk. Why don't you get Kiara Hogan on the phone and let her finish us? Let her finish us out.
I don't know if I can do that. She's probably practicing. You remember last week?
Oh, Lord. What are you good for, young man? What are you good for? You always got to keep one on deck. You got to keep one on deck, Jonathan. My mama told me a long time ago, it's a piss poor rat that only got one hole to run in and out of.
God, you're so old. That's got to be one of the best quotes I've ever heard in my life. Holy crap. That quote is amazing.
Oh, God,
you
got to
keep one on deck, Jonathan.
So old.
I'm texting her right now.
Jonathan, what happened to that Brady? What happened to that Brady Pierce guy?
I don't know. That was supposed to be. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to. There's that new show, National Viewership Wrestling,
in Clarksville.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a Facebook page that's just NVW Wrestling or NVW something. Who started messaging me on Facebook, just sending me the poster over and over and over. So I replied saying, I'm assuming, you know, you're wanting me to interview somebody on the podcast or something. And he didn't even know about the podcast. So, or at least that was the impression I got. But anyway, so this was weeks ago. So I told him, like, oh, I'd love to talk to this guy and that guy. And then I messaged him about a week ago to confirm. And it was like, we had never, it was as if he had never even talked to me about it. So I just contacted Brady Pierce myself, and he said he was going to do it, but then I haven't heard from him since then, so I don't know. I was trying to get him and Jackson James.
I wanted to ask Pierce about teaming up with Madman Pondo. I mean, that was just such a curious team to me. But, you know, and they have
cool.
The audacity to run against Anarchy on the same night. How do you like that? In Clarkson?
Why? Anarchy's not called the Church of Southern Wrestling for no reason.
Is Clarksville close to Cornelia?
Yes.
Okay.
You go through Cornelia to get to Clarksville. It's just up the road a bit.
Yeah.
Well, based on the talent that they have lined up, I would say it might be a threat to Anarchy. But based on the professionalism that I've experienced dealing with them, I don't know if that's the case.
Well, Anarchy has both Trevor Eon and the Jagged Edge, so I don't know what those other guys got going on, but
we got a whole lot more, So, I mean, come on now, you got Billy Buck, B.J. Hancock, Michael Judas. I don't care about what's going on in Clarksville. All the action is going to be at Anarchy.
Yeah, all the action is always at Anarchy. Like, you're wasting your time even having to show that same day, especially close by. No.
Yeah, I was going to say, unless it's in the way Atlanta, right, Shane?
Exactly.
Well, that's so far away that they're not even, you know, they're not in the same
stratosphere. Yeah, 2 hours away.
Yeah, it's a good 2-hour drive.
Worth the drive.
All right, well.
I'd say definitely worth the drive.
So if you're in the south of Atlanta area, you can see Shane Marks challenge Tyson Dean on Saturday. If you're north of that, North Georgia, you can see Trevor Aeon defend his title. You can see Jagged Edge. You're defending your title too, right?
And next Monday, when you open your show, you'll be talking to three champions. Shane's
pretty
beating
much.
Tyson. I'm beating Billy. And Trevor beating whoever they decide to put in the ring with him.
It's Jeremy Foster, I believe. Yeah.
Yep, that's my rematch.
All right. Well,
I'm gonna get really evil. If you don't know that by now, I'm going to be really evil. I know I'm already evil, but I'm going to be way more evil than I've already been. You've been warned.
All right. Well, I appreciate all you guys calling in last minute.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Well. It turned into a fun show.
Kiara Hogan.
You want me to try to get her right now?
Get her next week. I'd like to talk to her mama. She says she gets it from her mama.
Oh, well, she actually is going to be part of that NVW show as well. So we mentioned that last week a little bit. So maybe she will want to call in and talk about her experience there. So I'll definitely work on that. But I'm working on some other big stuff between all the big names that Wrestle Jam is bringing in and that Southern Fried show in Barnesville that we mentioned. Working on.
I need them to bring Carl Anderson to Southern Fried for Trevor Eon. The Machine Gun versus the Violence Artist. I hope Charles is listening. Charles, here we got these gallows. Get Carl Anderson here. Bullet Club versus Trevor Eon. Let's do this. Carl Anderson, Trevor Eon. That needs to happen. Everybody wants to see it. And if they say they don't want to see it, it's because they are, obviously their brain doesn't work very well. Everybody needs to see that. Everybody wants to see that. I want to see that.
Well,
as in be a part of it.
You
just throwing it out.
You
want
to see it firsthand.
I want to see it firsthand. We already got his partner. It's just one step to bring him to. Trevor Eon, Carl Anderson. Or Luke Gallows, Carl Anderson, Trevor Eon, Shane Marks. Just throwing it out there. Or bring a third Bullet Club member. Trevor Eon, Shane Marks, Jagged Edge, Bullet Club. Let's do this. Charles, I know you're listening. Jagged already told us.
The new Freebirds.
We ain't playing around. I ain't asking nobody for permission. I'm an artist. I do what I want. I'm expressing myself. You can't stop me.
Such a violent ending to the show.
Well, I also want to
say that at the beginning.
Also want to mention Chris Jericho's band Fozzy is playing at 37 Main and Johns Creek on Friday night. If anybody...
Well, maybe I need to go beat down Jericho in the middle of the show.
Wait a minute. Chris Jericho is going to be in Johns Creek?
That's what I was thinking, Mr. Goodman.
You got to be kidding. Johns Creek?
That's what I was thinking.
Oh, yeah. It's up the street from my house.
Whoa.
I mean, of course, I live in an underground tomb, but still pretty close to where my tomb is. I'm just saying.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, not unfortunately, but you will be wrestling on Friday, Trevor, so I don't know if you can do a run-in at the Fozzy show.
Oh, I can go and wrestle and then I can be in a million places at once. I'm an artist. Our powers are strange and weird. I can be everywhere and nowhere and then somewhere. You see that? It's confusing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Whatever he's saying, you need to take it away from him right now.
It's just insanity. You guys know I have a ridiculous amount of madness that I struggle to control on a regular basis.
All right, well, thanks again to our mad guest, Trevor Aeon. Better late than never, the Jagged Edge.
Hey.
Shane Hart, of course, it's always a pleasure. And Larry, thanks for calling in. So Tipping Point is back at the end of April. When is it coming back? I'm sorry.
We will be back 1 week from tomorrow night on the 28th with Al Getz, Ethan Cage.
Have all three of us on there, too?
And Jonathan, Jonathan, congratulations for surviving another hour of Georgia Wrestling Now.
Hey!
You're welcome.
Thanks. I think that's a good way to end the show.
It's got fancy
thank
little...
Thank you for listening to this broadcast, a production brought to you by the GWH Radio Network. Stay tuned to GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com for the latest information on upcoming events and more. As always, we thank you for your continued support.